Gorthalus.
Gorthalus.
Hold on. Say it one more time.
Glorthin?
Yeah.
Torthinless.
May I get a spelling on that?
No, you may not.
I got it.
Everybody, and welcome to Roll for Fun, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast that's focused on fun and not the rules. My name is Jacob Johnston, your humble dungeon master.
You know you go first.
It's so crazy. Right, I didn't know so if you wanted to go first air. This time.
Why would I want to go first? I never go first.
All right. Hey. Can we start over?
We got to get it from the top? You can't just kick it. All right.
I think I was waiting for you to say, and I'm here with... But I was.
That's fair. That's true. I should cue you in. All right. 3, 2, 1. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Roll for Fun, a Dungeons & Dragons podcast that's focused on fun and not the rules. My name is Jacob Johnston, your humble dungeon master. And today I'm here with...
Oh, it's the same. Hey, it's Noel, and I'm probably slightly autistic. And, I think I pretend to be colorblind for fun.
I don't even know how to follow that. It's your boy, Kobe.
And Frankie.
I realized that the first episode that we did of this, we were supposed to chant for Frankie every single time she said her name.
We did that?
Yeah, it was your idea. Oh. So we were supposed to be like, yeah! Oh.
I don't remember that.
And listening back to the second and third episodes, just sad. No, but we're all here. Fantastic, wonderful stuff. A little bit of a downer. Bug, you currently have blood just running down your chest.
Oh, boy.
You don't feel any pain, though. And you realize that it's not your blood that's pooling from your body. You kind of are rousing yourself awake on this bottom bunk, and you look up and see a... couple different organs slammed together and kind of tacked with a large nail on top of your bed. And in the inscription on this like organ, it's been carved into it. It says apple on it.
Oh, that's not an apple.
Yeah.
Hmm. What the fuck's my cellmate's name? Benji? Benjamin?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure it's Benji or something.
I mean, it's Benjamin, but I think you've called him Benji.
Oh my god, is Benji okay?
What's the biggest organ? Is there like a heart?
They look to be just be like disgusting things that you have in fantasy organs. You know how it is?
Like a heart?
It looks like probably one of the important ones. It's bleeding a lot.
I'm going to untack it.
Okay.
I'm going to hold it. I'm going to get out of bed. And I want to look at Benji, be like, does this look like an apple to you?
Benji kind of like, he's asleep. I mean, he's asleep.
Ah.
You also see when you get up out of bed on the side of your wall, also, it's just in blood. It just says, thank you.
Hmm. Now that's disconcerting.
Yes.
What time is it?
It's the middle of the night. It is like 2, maybe 3 a.m.
Hey, there, Benjo.
Yeah?
You got like,
Oh my god. What is all this?
I don't know. It looks like, Well, I don't know what it looks like, really. So but you got like an extra sheet or something? Mine's soiled.
Did you shit the bed?
I'm gonna show him my sheets. They're stained with organs. Blood shit, huh? I ate too many apples.
You have dysentery.
No.
He's kind of like, I don't have... You can come up here with me if you want.
Okay. Let me just go ahead and clean this up, though. And I want to take my like sheet and I want to like untack all the organs.
Yeah.
And just wrap them up in the blanket and just kind of toss it over in the corner. I'll give that to someone tomorrow.
There you go.
Yeah. I'm going to crawl up. Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to hang out with Benji up there.
Yeah. He kind of like puts a pillow in between you guys.
Kind of like, what do you need this pillow for?
And he turns his back. It's kind of awkward. He has his back facing the wall and he's just looking at you for a little while in all between right. This pillow.
I look right back.
Yeah, he's kind of like, good night.
Yeah, yeah, good night, old Benjo.
Is someone trying to kill us? Kill you?
Has that never happened to you before?
I mean, not really.
Ah, well, Benjo, then you're not making the right kind of friends. And he turns over and he goes to sleep.
He stares at you in the back of your head for a while before drifting off to sleepies.
So you put your butt to his pee-pee?
I put my butt to the pillow.
To the pillow. Don't get weird.
But I'm not unopen.
Okay. What is an unopen? Your butthole?
I'm not unopen to the possibility Benjo's a handsome guy.
Right. He's a handsome fella.
Exactly. Exactly. I am a better person than you, Noel.
What?
I'm open to it.
There wouldn't be a pillow in my one. I'd make him get rid of it.
Oh, you make damn sure of that.
Buck just likes to be the little spoon. It's okay.
Yeah.
He's a tiny man.
I'm a little guy.
You guys wake up. Through your various different kind of tribulations last night, Bug, you wake up a little bit groggier than you would have liked. Mm. Benjamin is shocked and appalled by the scrawling of blood on your in your cell of a thank you with your quote-unquote apple still in your possession. But you guys reconvene at the mess hall.
Good morning.
What are we doing in the mess hall?
Just you gotta get breakfast.
We're making that's where you breakfast eat.
Time. It's the most important meal of the day.
I'm in line. I'm just grabbing everything that they're offering.
Okay. Yeah. You're seeing just the gambit of it again. Your grits, your bacons, your sausages. Mm-hmm. There's this large orc woman who's kind of like serving up all the schlop.
Does she remind me of the one I left behind?
No. Finkai was a like just prime specimen as far as like just beauty and grace. And this woman, not to knock her or anything, but definitely
has... Ugly. Had,
yes, that's more intense, definitely. She's got like a very scarred and jagged face, and she's very rotund. Mm. A good chef always is.
Yeah,
that's fair. Ugly was a little aggressive.
I think. Well, I could have thrown on a couple extra words.
I go ahead.
No.
That too.
I think I look at the orc lady and like her, like Finkai's face shows up for a second and then it goes away. And I'm like, give me some more.
Stop daydreaming around me.
And she slaps you up. You guys come back in. I'll sit down and get ready for breakfast.
I sit with the cat gang. Or,
I'm about to say, Seal is there with you guys as well. She's kind of adopted. All of you guys here together. Though you are actually part of this sort of animalistic prison gang. I'm assuming you guys are just convening about the plan. You guys know that you are supposed to get the Warden's Baton, a loose leaf page from a book called Glorthin Torthinless, and a one singular basilisk egg from the kitchen. And now it's up to you guys how to go on about this.
Did we tell Seal? Did she tell Seal?
No.
Nobody's told Seal?
No.
Did I not tell Seal last time?
You could have. But I know you were talking about wanting to get her on board with breaking out.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't think I got to tell her all the things that we actually need.
Okay.
But no. I know I told her that some guy has a plan.
Yeah. Are you guys just briefing people then at this table? That's my question. Are you trying to rally the troops?
Is Bug sitting with us? Is he part of the...
Bug's there. Okay. Bug's got like a wet pocket right now.
I've got a wet blanket.
Yeah. He's just got...
You took the whole blanket?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Yeah.
I've got the whole guy with me.
Yeah.
I'm all trying of to... the organs?
There's just one organ.
Oh, I thought it was multiple organs.
No, it's just one that is shaped into the shape of an apple from various different parts of organs.
Got it.
And it does say apple on it.
Oh, okay. Okay. Understood. Yeah, I know. I got that in my pocket for sure.
Okay.
You can be covered in shit, but I can't have a couple of organs.
Smell it.
Can you smell anything over yourself?
Yeah, I think so.
Have you taken a shower yet, canonically?
No one's made me.
I don't think he has.
All right, it's nasty.
I feel like I feel like I'm used to that smell. So when a new smell comes,
the poopy.
Yeah.
I'm masking the smell of blood and guts with magic, but I'm not just gonna walk around with a heart apple in my pocket.
All right.
More than this right now, I guess.
Fine.
Right. I mean, you can tell he has a white stained sheet, red.
All right, cool.
with a red substance in it.
I think as I'm eating, like halfway through, I'm like, "What do you got on you, Bug? What is that?"
That is an apple.
Oh, okay.
Are you talking about the organ? Yeah. No, you brought it out onto the table.
I think now I do.
Yeah. Oh, you're like, it's an apple, and then you
and you do see it, and everyone's kind of like, oh.
Bug, I don't think that's an apple.
Well, I rightly know what it is. It says right there, doesn't it?
It says apple, but I don't think that's an apple. Where did you get this?
It's.
I'm gonna assume from inside of the chest cavity of one of these fine inmates.
Is one of them dead?
I haven't the foggiest idea.
Yeah, you don't know that right off the top of the bat. But you know what happened? I mean, Bug knows it happened some point in the middle of the night. And there's a lot of inmates here. There's 999 cells. So one inmate goes missing in the middle of the night?
Mm-hmm.
Who's
mm-hmm.
to say?
Haven't a clue, but I brought it with me.
Was it a threat?
Possibly. I mean, it doesn't look like an invitation. You know what I mean?
Was there anything else said?
Ah, yes, it says apple on there, and then on my wall it says thank you. So I'm assuming it's one of the fine gentlemen I gave an apple to yesterday.
How many people do you give an apple to?
A couple of people in here, and one really fucking weird guy by yourself. So my safest bet is that one.
God damn it.
That apple did taste like shit, so we're probably in danger, yes.
Why were you near my cell?
I was talking to Michael.
Mikkel.
Michael.
Mikkel.
And he kind of... he chimes up, avoiding your shadow and basking in the sunlight.
Mm.
And he's like, so, are we ready to do this?
Yeah. I'd like to go home.
What did Seal say when we, like, briefed her on it?
She loved it.
Oh, okay. Cool.
Where she was just like, yeah, I mean, I'm glad. Fantastic. I don't know. What do you want me to do?
Help.
What do you want me to do?
Get the egg. Do you know how to get the egg?
Yeah, I'm not doing it by myself.
And if you have a bunch of people to help you.
Okay, yes. You want me to be the lead here?
For the egg, yeah. Is that a yes?
No. No, it's not.
Well, who got... That's the sneakiest out of your little posse here.
Probably me.
Hey, can I try to, like, persuade her?
Sure.
All right. I'm like, hey, I know you're
I get it.
That. You're, like, sneaky. You're sexy.
I know. I'm not one of the lead people of a podcast where
I can go with you. That's
where all the fun goes.
The Callie will go with you.
Mm-hmm.
She's just me and sneaky. Her? Okay.
Yeah, girl, you know.
Girl bossing.
Exactly.
It's bonding time.
So she persuaded? I don't have to...
No, she's fine with that.
Nice.
as she's like, okay, well, let's go. And she grabs you.
I'm just going to follow.
I don't think I should belong in the library, but if you don't feel like you're comfortable.
I think we should go to the library. I've got a killer plan.
Yeah?
Yeah. Would, right. Don't mistake me. We don't have to kill anybody. Oh. But that's just the word I like to use.
I like that.
Benjamin has like kind of chimed up and he's like, maybe I could come with you?
Well, that's a great idea. See, he's our smart guy. Just get used to that now. He's the one with the brains.
Are you willing to risk everything?
What?
If we get caught.
They're going to kill all of us.
Yes. Why?
Because we're trying to get out.
Yeah. We're just trying to grab a book from the library. That's not a crime.
But they might know. I'm just saying, are you ready? What? That's just the first step.
What the fuck?
The last step is escaping.
Yeah, but I thought we were just going to leave.
Yeah. Why are we you think they're just going to let us leave?
I mean, I thought this was the plan.
Benjamin, are you a bitch?
No.
Don't talk to Benjamin stop like that.
And he's like, okay, that's fine. Yeah. I think I'm just a little rattled.
Yeah, that's fine.
It's perfectly natural on your first job. Probably. Not for me, but.
Yeah, you know. Okay. Well, let's get moving.
Aye, aye.
And you guys split off. We're going to go with Callie and Seal here, as you guys are going to be breaking into the kitchen. Do you want to do this right now? It seems to be a lot of like the influx of people. You might be able to sneak in behind. But you also know that there's a basilisk in there that has eggs that you need to grab.
I'm trying to determine whether it would be better to do it now while it's busy and they might be more distracted, or maybe if, you know, later, while it's not mealtime. I don't know how much, like, prepping they do in this kitchen, you know? So, like, it's either really good now, or really good later, or really bad later. Because then they might just be sitting there prepping, and there's no way to get around them.
Might just be waiting for you.
Callie might know.
You can roll some dice and then figure these things out, though, if you want to do, like, some investigation. Just snooping about, going just up and down the kitchen line here. What'd you get?
She didn't roll nothing. She's just not good.
I'm not good at this.
Oh, okay.
See, I'm good at stealth. I'm not good.
At brains?
Yeah.
That's okay.
A 2.
Ooh. Any pluses?
Nope.
Okay. Yeah, you just keep walking up and down the lunch line, and one of the things that you can make out from a 2 is how annoyed this lunch lady is getting with you. And she's like, what do you... You come back in line... 7 times, you ordered nothing. My food not good enough for you?
No, I'm just on a diet, and I don't know what would be best to eat right now.
Best would eat more food. You're
best
small.
Best would eat more food. But I'm trying to lose 5 pounds.
Why lose pounds? What is the good losing pounds? What if knife stab you? You know how many places knife stab me, and I not die. Why?
You know what? You make a really compelling argument. She's going to point to something random and be like, I'll have that.
Very good. Hog's feet.
and she throws them on your plate.
Thank you. And I'm going to walk away.
Goodbye.
Do they come back to the table?
Like, is that all?
Mission failed.
That just happened immediately. Yeah. Yes.
If there's someone else I can give these hog's feet to, I can't eat those.
Yeah, who do you want to give them to?
She come back to the table.
Anybody.
I'll take it if she's coming back to the table.
Yeah, we'll go back to the table and he can have them.
Okay. Yeah, you sit back down. You guys are getting ready to leave, actually. Like, you're turning around and you see this plate of hog's feet.
Why are you back so soon?
She gave me hog's feet and I don't want them.
What? Wait. That wasn't the mission, though.
That doesn't look like an egg at all.
No, it's not. It's hog's feet. Can somebody please eat these?
I'll eat them. But what happened? I don't understand.
I got nervous.
All right,
very
Callie,
good.
Do you know, like... Do you know how to get in? Maybe is there a time that they don't pay attention as much?
I could probably jump over the line and like that into would the cause kitchen.
A lot of conflict.
Yeah, but you asked me if I knew how to get in there.
I mean, I guess that's fair.
I don't know. Maybe once breakfast is over, that might be the best. I don't know.
We'll try again then.
Broken into kitchens. Yeah.
How many servers are here?
Why? Okay.
I don't know. I feel like why would you think
that I'd know?
How long have you been here?
Long enough, but I'm not working in the kitchen.
How many have you seen?
I don't know. I've seen her. I've seen a few others. I'm not keeping track. Huh. You know, it's not something that you think about, like, oh my God, I need to know the rotation of the kitchen staff.
I mean, I guess you never wanted to get out.
What the fuck?
Anyways, I think that maybe we should go that way and just kind of keep watch.
Okay.
Which way?
Away from you.
Oh.
And then just going to start walking away.
You guys are heading to the library.
I put hog's feet in my pockets.
Okay. Yeah.
I put the heart back in my pocket.
Very good. Benjamin is sad about how much gooshing is happening in your guys' pockets.
Every step.
As you guys enter into the library, on the other side of this desk is a very well-to-do gentleman. He seems to be wearing some of this guard's attire, except stripped down from all of like the armors and things like that. This is clearly just a uniform on this man. He has a small wand on his desk. There's a couple other prisoners in here just kind of mulling about. But yeah.
You want to... Now, we could always ask him where the book is.
That seems kind of sus.
I'm like 70% sure Michael told me it was a forbidden book.
Exactly. So, Benjamin, have you ever heard of a Glorthin Torthinless?
Let me see. I mean, I'm not really, into this sort of Torthin lines of works, but.
Yeah.
I just looked up price in my browser.
Did it rank him from best to worst?
Best to work rice. He's like, no, I don't know. I don't know where it'd be. I'm not a Dewey Decimal kind of guy. I had my own kind of personal library at home, but it didn't really have this kind of books.
Okay. Let me just ask the clerk in a roundabout way.
Right. And while you're doing that, I'm going to go look around and see if there's any place that looks like they'd keep books they wouldn't want a guy like me reading.
That sounds good.
All right. And he's going to start walking around. I want to see if I can't find like a roped off area or something I'm not allowed to go to.
Cool. Yeah, you start perusing around. Go ahead and give me an investigation check.
All righty then. Actually, I don't know what my investigation is. I think it's like a 4.
Boom.
Not even fucking close, actually. It's a 0. 17, though.
Ooh. You are perusing this library and its massive walls of books. And you're realizing that, I mean, you go out, you scan the whole perimeter of this place. It's not a large library, but sections of it seem to be almost like missing or faded. Like you would go up to a section of books that really strike your interest, and all of the spines of them, all the titles where they should be, are missing completely. And you realize you kind of like go over towards it, and you realize that this is some sort of magic protecting whatever these books are not as they seem to be, like hiding it. You also realize from that 17 that if you were to try to break this or something like that, some sort of alarm will be triggered here.
Let me think, because I ain't got a spell for that.
Yeah, I can jump back to him.
Yeah. Well, while I'm thinking,
as you're with Benji up at the front counter here, and you approach, what do you say?
I think I look to Benji right before we pull up, and I'm like, watch me work this.
Okay.
I think I like lean my elbow on the counter and I'm like, hello.
How do you do?
I'm doing good. Hey, I just joined this facility. It's the first time I'm here. I was wondering if How would I search books? Like, if I want to find a certain one?
We have an index.
Where is it?
Right here. And he opens up this, like, large leather-bound tome. And he just kind of, like, flips through it. And he's like, and with this wand. And he's like, what are you searching for?
Glorthin? Torthinless.
His eyes kind of like prick up to you. We don't have any books in our collection by that name.
I know you do.
No, I'm the librarian here. You just got here. We don't have any books by such a thing. If we did, such a book would need special clearance.
I mean, I just heard about this book. What is it about? Do you know?
I am not at liberty to give away that sort of information.
Can I roll an insight to see if they actually have it?
You assume they do.
Okay, so I don't need to roll it.
The dog okay. is like super lying.
I was just making sure. Yeah. All right. Any other Torthinless? Maybe like his sister, maybe brother, dad.
Those kind of books that you are looking for are not advised to be kept into prisons. But our warden says that our inmates should be encouraged to learn every possibility.
Exactly.
You would either need permission from her or our prior in our church.
Thank you. Hey, do you live here?
No, I come to work.
You single?
And he like holds up a wedding band.
She dead?
Why is that your next question?
When you come back here with your clearance, you won't get that book. Good day.
Oh. Damn, all right. Guess she's dead. I walk towards Bug.
What'd you find out?
We need special clearance. Or you guys need special clearance to get this book.
You see him looking at you, just shaking his head. And Benji's like, he did a bad job. He did a really bad job.
By either the warden or the priest.
He's a prior.
Same thing. All right.
The next time, for the next step of the plan, you're going to look for the stuff and I'm going to talk, all right?
Look, I didn't think it.
Because I'm not standing all that far away. Why would you ask a man if his wife was dead?
He didn't answer the question.
That's a dumb fucking question.
All right. Thought maybe I could seduce him.
Are you dumb?
You see this librarian kind of like thumb a picture of his wife
and slowly take off his ring.
where he's just like kind of an I miss you sort of way.
She is dead. Oh, no.
You fucked us. And now he's seen you with me.
Look, one of us can seduce him, I promise.
I can try to magic him. I want to say that quiet.
Oh, I don't know if that's going to work.
Well, neither did asking him if his wife was dead.
Well, she obviously was.
Why did you need to know that?
So that I could seduce him. Like, I'll be back. Don't worry. This the first time I talked to him didn't end up well, but the next time.
Let's go find Warden doesn't like you already because of the whole shit thing.
We shouldn't go to the Warden.
We should find the prior.
Yeah.
And then I'll talk to the prior. All and right. You'll I'm gonna do my best to guise that shit smell coming off of you at all times.
All right. Sounds good.
All right.
Cool. And we're gonna jump back to Callie. What are you up to in this moment?
I guess me and Seal are just kind of watching, waiting, seeing if we can't find any rotation pattern.
She sits there and she's kind of like just dangling her feet up. She's like, this is boring.
I don't know what else to do.
I say we just go in.
You want to try just going in?
I mean, I know I can stealth right past all them.
We can try.
Yeah. And she's like, what am I looking for again?
We're looking for an egg.
What kind?
A basilisk egg.
Yeah.
What the fuck? I don't want to do this anymore.
What?
The big snake that turns people into statues?
Is that what that is?
Yeah.
That does sound kind of scary.
I'm not doing it anymore.
What? You gotta.
But you promised.
I don't want to anymore.
I can't do this by myself.
I don't want to fucking die.
I don't want to fucking die, but I also don't want to fucking be here.
Yeah, I guess, but I don't. There, one is better than the other.
Persuade her.
Can I try to persuade her?
Sure. Say something nice to her.
Talk to her nice.
Talk to her mean.
Yeah, bully her. You're the
call
mean.
Her a bitch.
Don't.
I'm not gonna call her a bitch. She'll murder me.
Not if you're persuasive enough.
No.
I really feel like you coming with me would be a lot better. 16.
Not bad.
Terrible. She's like,
please.
Yeah. Fine. Whatever.
Besties.
I can point you to it, and then I'm out of there.
No, you have to come with me.
Fine.
I'm just a girl. I can't do this by myself.
I'm just a girl. I don't want to do this, period.
We'll be fine.
And she kind of like walks over to the kitchen area, and she's like, I'll keep watch. You just go ahead and go real quick. And then I'll join you in a minute.
She's going to run away, isn't
she? No.
How amongst the gang leader Catwoman and the pink fairy are you the bad influence?
I just want to go home.
I'll keep watch and then I'll join you.
Okay. And then I guess I just go in.
All right. Yeah. You go through some but swinging sneak, double doors.
I'm gonna try to sneakily
go in there. Yes. Yeah. Go ahead and give us a sneakily.
Nat 20.
Baby, let's
That's
go.
That's a 9. Oh.
You open the doors and that large orcish woman is standing there like, you are back.
It was just so delicious. I had to.
You lied to me.
Can I try to deceive her?
Yeah, you can.
Where'd it go?
There is no pig's feet smell on your breath.
That is 22.
Swallowed them whole.
You one of those freaks that brush their teeth?
After every meal.
That makes sense. You coming into work?
Sure.
Good. And she grabs one of these smaller cooks and rips the apron off of them and throws it to you.
I'm going to put it on and do whatever she tells me. I'm so scared right now.
Very good. And she kind of like pushes you in. He's like, welcome to my home.
Thank you. So what should I do?
You will be prepping for the today's supper.
Okay.
You come back to meet. And she enters into this like runic sort of refrigerator, and you see Seal giving you the double thumbs up and a smile.
I hate her right now.
It's gonna be. As she kind of like leaps into the over the food service area, as she's
a lot more sneaky than I am.
As she this woman sneaks you in here, she's like, "I am Chef Olga."
I'm Makes Callie. Sense.
Good. And she opens up this door, and it's just a bunch of, like, just slaughtered animals. She's like, you butcher today. And she hands you a large cleaver.
What do I do with this?
Cut them open. Take out their bones and their meats and separate them into piles.
Okay.
Very good.
And I'm going to do what she tells me because she is big and strong and she could beat me up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does she do bad?
Who?
Callie.
Cutting them open? We don't know. We don't know.
Should I do like a performance?
How about this? Do Constitution. Just see if you can stomach it.
Oh, shit. Okay. She throws up in the meat and
mixes it together.
Nope.
The second I thought we were getting lucky. And then she was going to be like,
watch this basilisk egg.
17.
You're fucking killing it, dude.
Jeez.
Nice.
Maybe some dark passenger is sated for a little while. As we just see, like, Callie slicing into meats and...
This is probably, like, really good for all that, like, childhood aggression she never got to get out.
That's it. As she's just slicing open and filleting these things, as Olga comes back and checks on, you and says, like, oh, you're very prolific. I like this about you.
Thanks. This is a lot more fun than I thought it would be.
That is terrifying. Come with me. Take your meats and bones. And she takes you over to this grill. And she's like, we will be preparing various different types. Mainly just hamburgers. But different types. We make a hot dog. We make a hamburger. We make a sloppy joe. That's it. Every day.
Okay.
You get to work.
If you
figure out, if you fail, hot dog machine, and she points at like two other people who are just really sad with these two sheepskins, and have been like funneling schmeat, and she points at the grill and she's like, just smash it all together, and make small patties.
Okay.
Do it until you think we don't need any more, and then do a little bit more.
Alrighty.
Very good. And, you know, taste as you go. Make sure it's all very good.
Will do.
And, yeah, so now we're going to do... cooking is an art. Why don't we do performance here?
Ooh. Okay. Hold on. Why is it not going back?
She's just making hot dogs, right?
Ah.
And hamburgers and sloppy joes.
Oh.
All right.
Clean.
She's doing them all.
18 plus 5.
Jeez,
damn.
I think Callie might have missed her calling.
I know, yeah. As we just see like scenes of like you fucking flipping patties and like rubbing sweat off of you in slow motion and like throwing spices all over the place. As in the end, you've made all of these patties and they look perfect. Just idealistic. You see Olga in the back, which just like shines in her eyes and a small tear runs down her cheek, and she grabs you by the neck.
Kills you.
There can only be one. She takes one of the patties and bites it. She's like, this is so beautiful. I have prodigy. This tiny baby thing. Who knew? You make good food.
Callie's going to cry because she's only ever wanted to hear someone say that she's proud of, or that they're proud of her.
As she like kind of pats you on the back, she's like, you've done well today. Here. And she gives you this key. These for some reason, doors that swing open and close also lock. So I have to go now. It is my time to go home, but if you ever need to bake cakes or make something of your own, maybe...
If you ever go to prison and you want to make
cakes. If you ever need to make cakes, which you haven't done
today. So I just have a key to the kitchen?
If you need to make a cake for your friends.
I love you.
You make it out of the meat.
This is your kitchen.
I wouldn't make a cake for Olga when she comes back tomorrow.
There you go.
So I'll make her one later.
And yeah, so you have a key to the kitchen and she is leaving. These other prisoners are kind of still kind of mucking around, but yeah. What do you want to do?
Go find Seal.
Okay.
And I'm going to tell her how good I did.
Aww.
You kind of are realizing that Seal's really good at hiding. Or she's not here.
I knew she'd leave me.
But yeah, you start poking around a little bit and you pass her by on the way to this meat cellar.
Mm-hmm.
And she's kind of like horrified but what she sees in like a cracked door.
Oh, is it the room with all the animals?
Yeah.
Oh.
And she's just kind of like, mm-hmm.
We're gonna. Hey.
You're covered in blood.
Yeah. Olga found me, and then she made me butcher a lot of meat and then chop it all up, bones and everything. And now we have hamburgers and hot dogs and sloppy joes for dinner.
I'm gonna vomit.
But I also have a key to the kitchen, and I did so good today.
That's, oh my god. I found the egg.
Oh, that's good. Let's get you out of here. You don't look good.
No. You see, like, just green coming around her gills here. But she's like, a big problem.
Uh-huh.
There's a big fucking snake there.
Uh-huh.
Fuck.
So
you didn't get the egg?
No.
Okay.
I saw it from a very big distance. There were guards to the snake.
There's guards to the snake?
As if that's necessary.
Interesting. Well, either way, you don't look good. Let's get you out.
Yeah. And she just kind of like haphazardly crawls over and like flops to the other side over your little Subway counter.
Can I just drag her back to our cell and put her in bed?
She's dragging herself.
Oh.
And she's just kind of like clawing.
I want to help her. I want to help her so she's not having to drag.
Okay, yeah. Okay. You go ahead and pick her up a little bit and start making your way over there. You guys are on your way to the Priory. This small church in the prison. It's incredibly busy. It's a morning service, and they are practicing the One Truth is a religion inside our wonderful little world here. You guys have had brushes up with it. It's a kind of more revolutionary idea. Excluding the pantheon is something that's very kind of a sensitive topic here at this church.
Okay.
Rather believing that there is one supreme being over all these like pantheon-esque gods, and is a unknowable entity that is in one thing, the truth. You guys walk up in this kind of sermon. As there is a man with a gilded mask on the other side with no eye holes, just preaching loudly. Just like
facing the other way.
It's just like a welcome, brothers and sisters. Thank you all for attending today. May the one truth light your path as it always has. And these people start kind of like filing out.
Oh, so we missed the whole thing?
Yeah.
Dang.
We're not here for that.
Should we act like we are?
No, I mean, if the man is one of the only people who can give us permission to find a book, I assume we can just ask him, you know?
But why would we just give it to us? I'm going to pretend like I'm one of them, and I start walking out.
You start walking out of the church and you just walk in? Yeah,
but then I want to, like, right before I fully leave, I want to turn back around.
Right, like you're the last people. Like, except they're just there as well.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Yeah, you turn back around, and this man's like putting away some religious texts and books.
Okay, I head straight to the counter, and
I follow behind him.
You do. You could be in the lead. Like I'm behind you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's fair. I'm so small, so I need to know where you're at.
Yeah, I started leaving as you guys are ahead of me. But
so you're walking up.
Yeah. What day? What time is it? Morning? Morning?
Mm-hmm.
Morning there, Prior.
Fair dawn there.
It's, what time is it? Is it dawn?
I don't.
Oh, is that a.
Who are you talking to?
I was talking to you there for a second. Jesus Christ.
I don't know you.
What's troubling you?
Well, you see, I'm fairly new. And I was looking in the library for some books, but the librarian told me the only people who can give me permission to look for specific books is you and the warden. And I happen to be closer to here, so I wanted to come and ask if I could get permission to look at a book I'm looking to find.
I'm assuming you're looking for Forbidden.
documents. Yeah. And he's kind of like taking all these things together. He's like, I understand that. These here that I hold in my hands are forbidden documents in some places.
Okay.
Simply my religious teachings, mm-hmm. of which I wish to pass off to you and hope for your salvation.
All right then. You know, I'm always open to, you know, God.
Are you?
Of course.
I can see right through you.
The goblins are incredibly religious creatures.
Haven't been my experience, but I'll take your word for it. Either way, I guess my true question here is, mm-hmm. what you want out of these books?
Well, you see. Now, see, I want... Before I walked in here, I forgot to say this. I wanted to see if I knew the name of the author from the book, if I'd heard it before. Ooh. Ah, fuck. Well, I heard some prisoners talking about this one author I'd never heard of. And I got a little interested, as I've got, well, nothing but time on my hands, you know, being in prison. How do you say it again, Noel? I know you wrote it down.
Torthenless.
That's the author's name? Or
that's the name of the book. There is no author.
Oh.
You guys have been saying author.
I thought this whole time was
that's the book name.
Oh, man.
That's the title of the book.
Colby was misunderstood.
That's okay.
It's Glorthin Torbenless. I heard. That was right, right? Was that what the right name?
Torthen.
Instead of B.
All right. Everyone say it one more time. Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
It's the Gorbalagoo book. I wanted to go ahead and check that out, as you know. I probably read through the entire library while I'm here anyway.
He kind of looks around the room for a moment. He looks back down at his scripture. And he looks at you. And he says, the one truth has a path for us all destined mm-hmm. upon our arrival.
All right.
Your destiny is not here. And it is not within those pages should you not tell me the truth, boy.
That was the truth. I want to look for the book. I heard talk of it.
Good day.
None of that was a lie.
And he walks out. He's like, there needs to be forthcoming. With a man of my sort of dealings.
All right, then.
If it's sin that you're getting up to, I don't much care. I'm not here to judge you.
Oh. Do I know anything about this guy's religion?
Yeah, a little bit. The idea that the one truth is this idea that predestiny has given us all a path. And straying from such a path is blasphemous. Mm. This idea that you're going to ruin something for someone else and for yourself at the end of the day, because there is glorious purpose in your path.
Okay.
Whatever that may be.
All right. I'll give it to you straight. I do not feel my destiny lies in prison. I'm trying to leave, and the Mushroom Man needs a page from that book to get me back on the path I feel like I'm really on.
He turns back around, and he looks at you, and he says, that was beautiful.
Well, I thank you.
True understanding of this idea. Well, I can't much help you escape. But
I'm not asking to do anything outside of your position as a priest.
Glorthin Torthenless is an old dwarven tale.
Ah.
It's on how to escape from small boxes and cages.
Wow.
You know what? I probably should have known that.
It's all but a children's book, but I'm assuming that your Mushroom Man might have other ideas.
I mean, if it's knowledge enough to be forbidden, someone thinks there's some truth to it.
That is fair.
Or Someone really doesn't like us prisoners, doesn't want us to have a good time.
This is true. And you see that he has a prison garb on himself.
Ah, I see.
Here's my understanding of this. You have a means of leaving this facility.
Well, I don't know every step of the way, but I'm hoping it works.
Then I'll come with you.
All right, then.
And I'll accompany you to the library.
Ah, all right, all right.
That librarian can be a little bit incompassionate when the time arises.
Don't I know it? And he looks dead at his Minotaur friend.
Oh, I was standing next to them, pretending I wasn't with him. Now that he's just kind of willing, I think I stand next to them.
Okay, so you've just been like in a pew praying.
Yeah.
You pull up to him. Do you say anything, or are you just walk up over here? He's ready to go. That's why. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Then I don't think I say anything.
Okay. Yeah. You guys making your way back over to the library.
All righty then.
Wait.
What?
Should we not go in with them since, or should I? Should I not go in with them?
Oh, probably not. He's given me permission to look, but the librarian doesn't like you.
That's fair.
Just
I'm Spike, by the way.
Prior Sala? Yes.
Oh. Cool.
I need that spelled. What? I know how to spell prior. Sala?
Sala.
I'm just gonna... Why does my phone not think that's a word? Sal...
I just put Sola.
Ah, I think I got it.
Okay. Yeah, as you guys are walking back over. Spike, can you make an insight for me?
Okay. Oh, shit. Wait, is he lying to us? Is he going to turn us in?
He is a priest.
Fuck.
It's over.
7.
Okay, you guys walk up into the library. The prior kind of like turns back to you and says, allow me to retrieve this book for you.
Well, all right. Thank you.
And he
I'm not there, right? I stayed outside?
No, you're with them.
I went inside with them?
Well, I guess you're outside. They're outside.
Okay. Oh,
this little library part of the prison, yeah. As he says, let me go retrieve the book for you. He walks in, and you can see them having some sort of conversation with the librarian. And he nods to them. And this librarian kind of like keeps an eye up on you too. And Benji, kind of like hiding behind your massive form as the prior disappears off into the library.
Oh.
That was kind of easy.
That worked a tad too well.
What are you saying?
I mean, I don't know. Have you ever met a priest who was super forthcoming? Or a librarian with a dead wife who was super nice?
The priest one, I don't know how to answer.
Interesting.
But,
we've led different lives.
I don't know, you don't trust him?
Well, I don't think I've met anyone I trust since walking into, you know, prison. I have a heart with the word apple carved into it in my pocket.
That's fair. I'm going to walk away. Maybe he won't find me.
Who? The librarian?
I don't know.
I think he's gunning for your ass.
But if he comes out and like with like other guards, then at least I'll have like a running start.
That's smart. And I'll stand right here. So it doesn't look suspicious.
Yeah. I was never with y'all. I didn't say any shit.
Exactly. You just happened to follow me around. Maybe you're just weird.
Yeah, maybe I was just smelling it.
Where do I?
You stay there.
Where do I go?
Benji, you stay right here and I'll protect you with my life.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to go.
All right, cool.
I get on all fours and...
Just gallop away.
Walk away.
Okay. The prior comes back with the book. He says... Now, It is.
Oh. Well, nice.
Can I take it from him?
Yes, but on our path, son, as I've told you, and he hands you the book, that lying or withholding is unbecoming of us. It strays us away from our destinies.
I haven't lied to you.
And I didn't lie to that librarian. And he turns around and he walks over to the church. The librarian just has been kind of like staring you guys down this whole time and hasn't made a move themselves.
Well, he kind of raises his voice a little bit. It's a nice weather we're having these last few days, huh?
Are you?
To the librarian.
Oh, okay. You're yelling at him from outside of his building?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's just looking at you. Just staring.
Well, good day. Scurries away.
Okay. Yeah, you
Do
realize...
Do you have the book?
Yeah. Where did you go? Did you run off or can I still see you?
I want to say I'm in eyesight. On all fours, like, eating something on the floor.
I'm going to run up to
it's
you.
It's like concrete. Like,
oh, I put the,
you're just
I put the
a cow
on the floor.
Oh, why are you so gross?
Like, you're wearing prison garb at this point.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, you don't but look I want like them to feel. I want them to think I'm as dumb as possible.
I got you.
I'm the only one who can see you.
Well, there's other people.
Oh, there's a lot. Yeah, there's. I mean, that's fair. It's that's a healthy fair. Amount of human beings. You guys remember that the guards aren't really a notable force in this prison, right? They're not there to keep you from doing bad stuff. They want you to. They want you to push the limit and then die. so you assume that you've just been put on some sort of watch list.
Not so good.
As something to kind of do that. But the warden also said, like, her word is law. And to break any sort of, you know, obviously breaking out of prison's bad when you're in prison. So she might... have some sort of consequence there. But
what if we do it really good? Would she be so impressed that we can just...
We just let
us go? She might, yeah, dude. It might be crazy. Yeah. So what do you guys want to do now? You actually see Callie. You guys have effectively kind of reconvened here in this mess hall of this prison as Callie is coming back from her cell with the key. You guys have this book. Yeah. You guys all see each other again.
I stand on 2 feet again. Well, that turned out pretty well, I think.
I don't think so.
Why? What happened?
Well, you know how the priest who refused to let me lie to him went into the library to ask for the book? Well, he told the man exactly why he wanted the book. So now the librarian knows that we're trying to escape. Which means
he still gave it to you.
I know, which is odd. But I think we should get this done a mite quicker.
Callie, how did your thing go?
It did not go as planned. So I tried to sneak into the kitchen, and it didn't work. And then I made a bunch of food, and Olga really liked me, and she gave me a key to the kitchen. But when Seal went to go find the egg, it was with a giant snake surrounded by guards.
A snake surrounded by guards?
Yeah.
Sounds like a mission for me.
Oh, God.
All right, so we have a way to getting the egg. We have the book. The baton seems like the hardest thing.
Yeah, that's a little scary.
I don't know anything about the warden's sitch, so I... It seems almost impossible, really. Is Mikkel there?
Mikkel's gone back to your cell. He comes out for his daily dose of sunlight and then goes
leaves.
Back.
Yep.
Okay. And he does not want to be there. You guys can always sleuth around to find out information that you're missing. As far as like, if you want to know more about the warden, everything in this prison is very open doors. It's not necessarily like going to be locked.
Do you know who's been here the longest?
Mikkel, probably.
Okay.
Gosh.
So he would probably know the most about the warden.
Yeah, but he doesn't come out of his cell. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So the warden, the, like I said, even the warden's doors, she said to come to her if you ever need anything. Her doors are open.
But she scares me.
I'm going to go to the warden then.
You have fun with that.
I'm going to go check out the situation with the warden. You two figure out a plan and get the to get the egg. Or you four or three. How many people are here?
It's just the two of us because Seal went back to bed. She was not feeling
What about
good.
Benjamin? Is he still...
Benji's here. Yeah. He's like,
oh, shit. He's right.
Oh, fuck. I'm alive again. Damn it. They're looking at me. I'm not in the snake fighting category.
Yeah, that's why you're thinking about a plan to get the snake egg.
What? Why?
Oh, not the snake egg, but because you're smart, right?
I mean, I am. Don't get me wrong.
Right.
But
I pat him on the back real aggressively and I shake him hard.
This feels like sports.
And then I walk away. I hate hockey.
And he goes in, he sits down, and he just starts drawing. like making a plan.
I thought he was like drawing a flower.
I don't want to be here. But Spike, you're making your way over to the warden's office.
Yeah.
Okay. With a few directories, you make your way over to like an administrative section of the prison. The guards kind of like check you for any sort of contraband, realize you just smell like shit.
I'm walking on all fours.
They okay. As they direct you like the craziest fucking thing ever as you walk into the warden's office, and she seems to be like very well to do and put together. A lot of books line her walls. It says Miss, like Miss Inchin, on her desk, and she's kind of sitting there like a cool principal in a movie, like sitting on the desk, like almost waiting for you to come in.
Oh shit! All right, I think I walk in on all fours, make a little like, and then I get up, stretch. Hey.
Is there a reason you're in here today?
I just thought I'd come see you, apologize for how we first met.
The shitting on the floor, we done went past that.
Yeah, I know, but I felt a little bad about it.
I understand.
Do I see the baton anywhere on her?
She carries it on her hip.
Oh, I said it's on her.
Yeah.
Okay. I thought I also, might ask about a couple things.
Sure. Come take a seat. And she goes and sits on the other side of her desk and pulls out a chair for you.
All right. I sound it. Is there a reason I was put on the 9900 cell?
The 9900 cell?
With Nickel.
Yeah. Is there a reason?
We have one other Minotaur here. And he's a problem. So we done threw you down there as well.
Who's the Minotaur?
Just some fella. I don't know. I'll pull up his file here for you. But while I'm doing that, you make any friends yet?
I mean, I have the ones I knew when I came in.
So you guys are friends?
I mean, we're acquaintances. I wouldn't trust him with my life or anything.
Well... It's an interesting way to put that. I've heard pre-tale of one of your friends planning a prison escape.
Which one?
A small green fella.
fuck.
Racism's alive and well.
You heard he was planning to escape?
Yes.
What are you going to do about it?
Well, I was hoping you could help me out with that.
Okay.
Now, I do... incur a sort of fear amongst the prisoners, but you are new here, and I also want to, you know, have a sort of open door policy when it comes to our various different amenities.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Bug here has taken advantage of my kindness, and he needs to be made an example of. I saw what you did to that Rhino Man in the cafeteria. If you could, please make an example out of him as well, and rip that book up while you're at it.
Are you asking me to kick his ass?
I'm asking you to kick his ass.
How, you want to kill him?
That's none of my concern.
If I killed him, would I be punished?
No. 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 Like I said, the open doors go both ways. As far as if you kill somebody here in prison, they're a prisoner. I don't care if they die. You understand?
But are there no consequences? No. I've killed everybody I've seen so far.
You coulda.
And there'd be no... I'm confused. I don't feel like you're telling the truth.
See, here at Inchins, we have a sort of policy. This is the end-all, be-all for you felons and criminals, right? Okay. You either come here, rehabilitated, leave happy, or you die here. Mm-hmm. Now, if you want to be an instrument of Inchins' ladder policy, that's on you. But every prisoner knows what they're getting when they come here. It's a death sentence to either their criminal life or their life.
Huh. So that's, you just want me to kick Bug's ass and destroy the book?
And I'll even reward you.
With?
Time off of your sentence. You'll get to go home.
Immediately?
Rehabilitation. You enacting some, work of law, all of a sudden, you become an employee. And then, you're not a criminal no more, are you?
Then I get to go home.
Rehabilitated.
Right after I kick his ass.
There's some pair processing paperwork, sure, but yes, relatively quickly. I'll make it expeditious for you. Do we have a deal?
And I just have to eat the book?
I didn't say nothing about eating it. What the fuck? Just destroy it.
Okay. Just to clarify. I'm not saying I'm cool with everything you just said, but why have a book if you just want it destroyed? Why would you have it even available?
I don't know. Why do brothels exist? Why does drugs exist? It's to weed out the good and the bad, right? I put that book in there.
To see if anybody would want it.
And then I make an example out of that. Those other prisoners will never think about an escape attempt again.
Interesting.
And I can't have my guards doing this because then that gets rid of my sort of, open door policy, kindness sort of engagement.
Interesting.
So do we have a deal or not, Correa?
I mean, sure. Now what happens if I don't succeed? Like, what if he kicks my ass?
Well, that librarian saw you leaving that scene as well. That prior, the same. So I would hate to assume that you were also part of that.
I mean, but what if he's just stronger than me?
Well, then he kills you and you die and you're a criminal. And I don't go crying about it.
Huh. I mean, he may have seen me, but I wasn't with him. I don't know anything about what they're doing.
I can't explain this to you enough. If you were there or you weren't there, I get one of these other prisoners to kill you in your sleep and go home.
All right.
You understand?
I get it.
Rehabilitation. Or you die here. Now, you were here to see me.
Yep.
What did you want again?
To get to know you.
Are we acquainted?
I think so.
Fantastic. You can leave my office now.
All right. Are you single?
Your wife dead? Got a dead wife?
Well, you can't keep asking people if their eyes are dead.
No, I didn't say that. I leave on all fours.
Sure.
Because I'm her bitch.
Wow.
Yeah. You go back. You guys are
Callie, when are you planning your particular heist? You have Bug here with you now. Benji has just been kind of like drumming up a sort of plan, but he's just like, I don't know how to kill a big snake. And I don't think anyone here knows how to kill a big snake. And those guards, they're not guards. They're just, they work for Olga, okay? So I don't know what the deal is.
Benjamin's such a bitch, bro.
He's stop just it. A Benji guy. Is a nice guy.
He's just a dude. He doesn't know what to do here.
I don't know how to kill big snakes. I can really kill a little snake.
You don't know his crime.
Yeah, he could have killed like a whole.
Wait, do we know
nation.
Benji's crime?
Canonically,
no?
Benjamin's crime, and in the same way that his is like paired with like one of the worst criminals, you were paired with like just pretty the nice nicest. Guy. He was what was it? Public a level of public indecency. He wasn't like naked or anything. It was just like bad form. You've talked with him about it a little bit, but he won't go past that.
How long
he's like,
has Benji been here?
He's like, I haven't really had my dick out or nothing. A few months.
Okay.
It's just my balls.
Also, do we know how long like our sentences are?
What?
Do we know how long our sentences are?
Life. Like, you are set
for
here.
For what?
You assume Fontaine or whoever he's working with has pulled some sort of strings to get you there. You weren't too pissed off about your island getaway paradise prison.
Well, yeah, but now I'm here.
Forever.
That's disgusting.
That's what the breaking
Who
out is
made
for.
That change?
But I'm going to get out.
That's not fair. I want a deal like his.
I'll kill Buck.
You think Callie would hear, hey, you can go home if you do this simple task.
No,
and
Callie,
she wouldn't take
Callie
it.
Callie would definitely kill us.
Come on.
Stab him right there. But what are you guys doing? Benji's right there and he's just like, I made a plan. Here it is. Mm. And it's paper says, I don't know.
Here's what I'm thinking. We go into the place with the big snake. I'm assuming if there's guards watching it around the clock, they've got some kind of preventative measure to not get turned to rocks, right? We just got to figure out what that is. Do the same thing. Maybe loose the snake on them.
I think the preventative measure might just not being addicted to the snake.
Maybe.
And I think taking its babies would be a pretty dick move.
Not if it doesn't notice.
Oh, fuck. Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
All right, well, good luck. And he starts walking back up to his cell.
Why does everyone keep leaving at the start of our plans?
Because
Seal tried to leave me, and now Benji just left us.
Benjamin turns around, and he's just like, I just don't want to die. And I think I speak for everyone here. I just don't want to die. And that's a big snake. And it turns you to stone. It doesn't even eat you. I could get behind the eating thing. It turns you to stone.
That kind of turns me on.
It's not going to be a problem. I'll take care of it.
Great. And I'm not going to be a quarter mile away.
Mm. That's all right. It's all right. You go rest now, Benjo. You did great.
Thank you. And he goes back to his cell.
All right. Here's what I'm thinking. We go down there. I mean, you got keys now, so you work in the kitchen, right?
Mm-hmm. But Olga gave me those keys because she trusted me.
Do you want to go home, or do you want to earn the trust of the prison cook?
I want to go home.
Ah, that's what I thought you'd say. So, you're going to unlock the door. We're going to go down there. You're going to distract them guards. I'm a pill for the egg. And then we'll leave. Snake won't even notice for about 10 minutes.
Where's
Don't worry
Spike?
About that part. Oh, where is Spike?
You see him kind of like trudging back. Place. There's like a level of like sad menace to you of like, I could do it right now. But he's walking on all fours. Covered in shit.
So,
I'm gonna
mandate. I see at the table. What'd y'all figure it out?
Not much.
I literally just laid out the entire plan. We
I don't think it's a good plan.
What's the
you
plan?
You make a plan then.
No.
Then shut up about my goddamn plan.
What's the plan?
My plan is she's got keys to the kitchen, right?
Yeah.
I'm assuming the key works on all the doors in the kitchen. Hopefully. Okay. If not, well, we're just going to have to figure that out when we get there. Uh-huh. We're going to go down into where the nice snake hole is. We're going to find out how the guards aren't getting turned to stone, the big old snake around. And you guys are going to distract them while I pilfer the egg.
We're going to distract them?
Yeah. Unless you want to be sneaking about with your 8-foot tall self. So we're
distracting the snake or the guards?
Preferably the guards, but if we can't figure out how they're not getting turned to stone, probably the snake too. But here's the kicker, with your eyes closed.
Ah, okay. Can I see that book you have?
I mean, sure, I guess. Here you go.
All right. Can I try to eat it?
Sure.
I'm going to shoot you in the chest.
You have a gun? No. What kind of roll is that?
You're a big guy.
I want to eat it like whole.
Make it taste like shit. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. It tastes like shit.
This would be like a constitution.
Tough to be.
It would be like a constitution check.
No, oh, I just rolled charisma. Wait.
Oh my. I swear to God, if he actually eats the book, I'm walking out.
What'd you get?
14.
Why would you do that?
For safekeeping.
How am I supposed to get that back?
I poop it out.
You're going to destroy the book that way. You know, you got a little bit of, you know, stomach acid that's going to turn it into shit. It's not going to come out a whole book.
No.
You've literally ruined the entire plan. Now we're in prison forever.
You guys have fun with that. I'm going to go bake a cake. Bye.
I think I stand on the table when I punch it.
You punch Buck?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to shoot you with the chaos bolt.
You got to get punched first, though.
That's fair.
Wouldn't that be considered like magic?
No, you can do magic in
16.
Oh, I forgot we can do magic. Me, yeah.
16, yeah.
That'll hit me, yeah.
Four.
Four damage?
Yeah.
Okay.
He stands up after eating this book, and there's this calm sadness to him as it is the sucker punch of the century, as he just squares you right in the face, and you fall backwards and are now on the ground.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm gonna throw a chaos bolt at him.
Can do.
Yeah, and I'm gonna use my tides of chaos to give myself advantage on the hit.
Do you have this at level 1?
Yeah, I'm a sorcerer. I get all of my abilities level. It's a good thing I did that because it's 10.
No.
Okay. How does a 22 do?
Sheesh.
You?
Yeah.
Okay.
Pretty nasty.
All right.
Do your tides of chaos? Does that give me the? The thing?
Yeah, I would. You tell me when I roll the wild magic.
Right now.
Okay.
Oh, shit.
All right. Damage is, 6, but Chaos Bolt is weird. So it's going to do cold damage to you.
6 cold damage?
6 cold damage plus... So it does 11 damage to you, actually.
All right. I think I got like blasted back a little bit.
Yeah, you see everyone kind of like zooming around for like a fight again.
Okay. And then I'll roll.
Roll me some wild magic.
A natural 1. So that means I get to roll a really bad one.
Oh, no.
Well, it could be really bad for him, really bad for you.
Oh, yeah. It could very well just kill both of us. Hopefully. 43. What is 43?
Nuke the building.
Yeah.
Tactical nuke.
Wow, that's stupid. 3d6 random gems appear near you worth 50 GP each.
Oh, nice!
All right. So, wait. Let me.
It was going to be really bad.
Let me figure this out.
It's either really bad or really good.
Right.
So, a bunch of
really good.
Hey, that's some money.
That's, yeah.
Go ahead and throw me them gems and then we'll figure this out.
5 gems worth 50 gold each. So, just $250 worth of magic gems appear
around you. As these prisoners just kind of like look around and they're like, get him! And they all start like diving towards you. You're now surrounded in this crowd as you've been blasted by a healthy amount of cold blast. You see the warden up top of like this railing, and she kind of like nods to you and smiles as your other like bestial friends kind of like,
is this guy fucking with you?
Yeah. Wait, but don't go too hard on him. Don't kill him.
All right, you get behind us. You go rest up, pal.
Can I give him another one while they're talking?
No, because it would be his turn. So what do you want to do?
I tell him not to kill him. And can I, like, talk to him?
Yeah, talk. Free action. As he's being kind of, like, swarmed by these people, as it kind of, like, goes away, as these people are, like, getting these gems, and I'm like, hang on.
I'm going to be like, Bug, bro, trust me.
You just... Why?
Just trust me.
You're going to kill me.
They're not going to kill you.
No, you are.
Because I hide behind the crowd.
You hide behind a bunch of big dudes.
Yeah, he does. He kind of like forms into this crowd of these other very bestial looking men. And they kind of like start to form a circle up around you. As they're like, so what's going on?
We got a problem.
He punched me.
What about it? I'm sorry.
I don't like being punched. It hurts. So I think we're even now, if he wants to back up a little bit and talk to me about why he punched me in the face.
I'm walking to myself.
Okay, yeah. You see him just turn around and walk away with this kind of like freezing magic blast in his chest. He's like, I don't know. He looks like he doesn't want to talk.
Okay. Well, so do you want to talk?
No. I want to kick your ass.
I'm going to shoot him in the neck.
They all pounce on you, and you are reduced to like one hit point. You get a couple blasts off, but you are just like like broken bones everywhere. You assume that the church might be able to heal you, but you are out of fucking commission. Callie, you see all of this shit happen. And you actually
do
see,
I? Because I'm in the kitchen baking my cake.
Oh, my bad. You done dipped.
I picture Callie just kind of in the kitchen. Is there like, so you know, the song "Wannabe" by the Spice Girls? But if you want to be my lover, I need a like our world of version of that, and that's what's going on in the kitchen right now.
Okay. Do you just have people singing it? Or are you singing it?
Oh, no, she's singing it to herself. Like, she can fully hear it in her head.
Can you do a performance here for me? Because there are other people in the kitchen all the time. It's kind of like staffed here.
Okay.
Was she rolling for performance? She's singing?
Yeah. Just how good these sick jams are.
That is 8 plus 5 is 13.
You see some other people kind of like, well, she's pretty good. And now we're going to go ahead and do fuck around another performance for this cake. We've established cooking is art.
Yes, sir.
Wait, hold on. That is 9 plus 5.
Nice. So with a 14, it's a good looking cake. It's fantastic. I mean, it's not as good as your sloppy joes you made today,
obviously.
But they are pretty fantastic. You see from a distance, a just massive fight breaks out as you see a blast of cold energy fired by Bug before he gets swarmed on by a crowd and then his ass kicked by a bunch of half human, half animal men's. What do you do? What does the cake say?
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't think it says anything yet. I just got into the kitchen. I'm probably in the process of mixing and.
No. You've made the cake now.
I've made the whole cake?
Yeah.
That was really quick.
You're good.
Well, like you're putting it in the oven.
Oh, okay. You're I don't think I've determined what the cake is going to say yet.
Okay. Isn't it for Olga?
It's for Olga. Probably just like a little thank you cake.
Thanks for
being so
me.
Nice and, to me. Yeah.
There you go.
I'm gonna peek out before I fully go out there because I'm not sure what's going on.
You see, Bug is just kind of crumpled on the floor, like his body does not look proper.
Oh my god!
You know that there is an infirmary. He's unconscious right now. You know there's an infirmary in the church that you might be able to take him to help him recover.
Is there still a lot going on out here? Or is everyone kind of like...
You're seeing the guards almost like approach him like a vulture might to inspect him if he's dead.
Damn.
To cart him off. Fuck.
Hi. If you don't mind, I'm just going to... I kind of pick Bug up and I'm going to take him to the infirmary real quick. But I'm going to drop him off just because I have cakes in the oven. I'll check on him later.
Nice. You drag him into this church. Prior Saul is there. And he's like, "And how are you?"
Me?
Yes.
Oh, I'm fine. But I've got to go. I have some cakes baking and I don't want to overcook them.
It is that blissful unawareness that guides us properly through our destinies. And he grabs a bug from you.
Okay, bye. And she's just gonna go back.
Yep. And Bug's in the infirmary. What are you doing right now here, Spike? I think it's in my
cell.
Cool, yeah. You're in your cell.
All right. I think I walk there. Like all cold, and he almost killed me. Yeah, I have 3 health left. So Mikkel.
He kind of like comes out of his corner.
Hey, can you make me throw up?
Why?
I have that book you need. It's just in my stomach. I ate it pretty recently, so if you make me throw up now,
your body will not process a book.
All right, so let's throw it. Throw me at a. Cut me open, whatever.
Jesus Christ.
As long as I live. I don't want to die.
saying that in your current state, what happened?
It's a lot. Look, the plan's still a go. I don't want to explain everything, all right?
Okay. And he kind of like releases these kind of spores in through your nose and down your esophagus, and you just kind of like expands and contracts your stomach a few times, you vomit up this book to him.
Is that good? Is that what you needed?
Would have just settled for the page that I needed, but that's fantastic.
Alright. I'm gonna take a nap. If you could tell Bug, I'm sorry. That'd be great.
Of course.
I had to kick his ass to live and get the warden's favor. That's all you need to know.
Huh. You're smarter than you look, friend. And he kind of like goes over to you in that wound as these like little light spores start to dance around it. And as you drift off to bed, you start to feel cute. A little better.
Oh, this one's my... Oh.
Oh, that's not. As the day is ending at this point, you, Callie, you put on your finishing touches of your cake. What does it say?
It says thank you, Olga, and it's got pink and white icing. That way it looks like my colors that my wings are, so she'll know it's from me.
Nice. You decorate this cake up, and are you just heading to bed then?
Yeah, I'm gonna go check on Seal and see how she's feeling.
Fantastic. She's up in your cell there, and she's by herself, which is a kind of an unusual thing for her.
That is really weird.
But she kind of like pops up when you show up through the door.
Hey, how are you feeling?
A lot better.
That's good. So, I do have a little bit of bad news.
Okay.
So remember how I told you we needed an egg, the baton, and that gabagoo book?
Yeah.
So they did find the book.
Okay, good news.
And then the big minotaur one ate it.
Did she see that?
Huh. I'm assuming she's getting the breakdown from...
No, I did. No, I did see it, because remember, that's why I was like, you know what, since this plan is ruined, I'm going to go bake a cake.
Oh, yeah, that did happen before I punched this. Yeah, you're right.
She's like, okay, bye. Yeah, no, you're saying this. She's like, okay, so he's going to poop out maybe a book?
I don't know how digestion works, but I've never seen anybody poop out a book.
Look, normally 4 cows have like... Forecast. What are we talking about?
4 cows can eat a book.
Cows have like 4 stomachs, so I think you might be lucky to get a page out of that thing.
Well, hopefully it's the right page, but as of right now, this plan is on hold.
Okay. Did you get the egg? What about the baton?
No, not yet.
Okay. What? All right.
But because he ate the book, we assume me and Bug just kind of assume plan is over because we need the book.
Bug doesn't get to assume anything.
Bug is.
Oh, Bug is also severely injured. He's in the infirmary.
Holy shit. Yeah, I actually heard about this part. He got what was coming to him, though.
Bug?
Yeah, he picked a fight with one of our people now, so he had to be taught a lesson.
I guess. Anyways, that's all my updates for our plan.
Great. I'm going to rest. I feel the Ajita coming back.
You do that, and I'm just going to go to bed.
Cool. Bug, you are awaking inside an infirmary over Prior Sala here and the warden.
Sup.
My dear boy, you've come back.
Well, I'm assuming not on my own power.
Oh, by no. By the power, no. That was me. But I will let you know that it was not your time yet.
I know whose it's gonna be. The cow punched me, swallowed something, and then I retaliated, and then I got beat up by a bunch of barn animals.
Well, that is a hell of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
I am curious, Bug, that your friend has betrayed you.
And I am going to kill him for it, yes.
I understand.
Mm-hmm. If you gotta have me beaten up again, well, I'll just keep trying until it's done.
What do you mean?
I mean, if, you know, because you're the warden and it's your job to do your job, if you have to hit me with your little stick there, that's fine. I'm still going to kill the cow.
No. As a matter of fact, I'm actually excited for that part. You see, your friend came to me in my office wanting a way out. And I had to be honest with him that there was no such opportunity. And that he got quite pressed with me, you see. And decided to take it out against you guys because he, he's got family here, you know. And, I was here to, I told him after he had his sort of outburst with me that, his family would be extending his sentence. He was enraged. I should have warned you before coming in here, but such behavior will not be tolerated in my prison. I have you know this. I told you the very moment that when you came here, you could come to me with anything, Bug. You understand that?
I think I got you.
And she kind of like puts a hand behind your head. And it's just like, now, I'm willing to provide you whatever means you need to get your revenge against this boy here. Mm. You just say the word, and we can make this happen. You understand?
A person I considered a friend lied to me today. Punch me in the face.
You didn't hear the part where I said I was sorry and that just trust me?
See, that's not
and
what
that I didn't kill you.
That's not what I'm getting at.
You can't do the table talk. You can't do this. He's not there. Don't worry about it.
I don't trust this lady.
Of course not.
Can I roll an insight?
Yeah.
Okay. I've been nothing but deceived. Nat 20.
You
plus one. So it's 21.
Well, okay. Well, the nat 20 that gets you there. You, when she kind of like coddles your head, and kind of like stroking the back of your neck here, you feel that same sort of like energy transference that you had with Fontaine that year ago. This idea that you know him and that he knows you, and this sort of like energy has been transferred, a very powerful thing. She touches the back of your head and you connect with her for a brief moment. And you realize that she is not who she seems to be. Not even in the sense that she, everything that she just said to you was a lie. You can get this idea that this hand, as you kind of like look up to her, you see through her ruse entirely, this ebony black skin mixed with hellfire, as like these large horns kind of like curl up over you, and these like black wings kind of like huddle around you in this light of the infirmary. As you blink in a second, it's back to her. As she says, "Everything's gonna be all right, Bug. Now this I can promise you."
I like her.
I bet you do, you fucking scumbag.
It's a weird way I like her.
So, do we have a deal, Bug?
Well, he was offering to give me some help in killing a cow.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm a little lacking in the way of my mojo lately. I don't know if you have a way to juice me up at all. But I hit him with all I got, and it only kind of killed him. I need more than that.
What do you have in mind, Bug? Speak plainly for me.
I need juice. I need magic.
All right.
My magic's not strong enough.
I understand. I might have something for you.
All right, all right. I like the cut of your jib.
And I like the cut of yours, whatever that means.
It's a goblin term. When you say it, it is quite racist.
Oh, well, oh, no. I'm glad I caught it off at the jib then.
There you go.
You just did it again.
You did it again.
She said, why don't you follow me?
All right.
You also kind of got from her, you realize that everything, in these like sort of flashes of memories that you have of her, you see your friend, you know, in his like sort of strangest, purest intentions. You can see him in this moment as she knows that he's cooking up some sort of plan. And now you know that he's cooking up some sort of plan, that everything he did had a purpose. As strange as it might have been.
Oh, he's still getting shot. He got me beat up.
I already got shot.
A second time.
As she kind of like, in that, also that insight with that Nat 20, you realize that she fully trusts you.
This stupid bitch.
As you go down into sort of like this basement level, and she takes out her baton, and it turns into a key, a very large one, kind of a keyblade style. As she presses it into this wall and turns it, and like all of this brick and stone kind of like slowly turn into chains and then disappear. So this room is created as she kind of like beckons you inside of it.
Oh, all right. Oh, it's a dungeon. I don't like dungeons.
This is the part of the horror movie where they scream, "Don't go in!"
Probably. Yeah, probably. But this is the devil I'm talking to, so I don't have a choice.
It's okay.
Yeah, no, I go into the I go into her weird sex dungeon.
And that is exactly what it looks like.
I know it is. She is a devil.
There seems to be a lot of like torturing implements, just sort of like very you know, just blood on stone, not necessarily any sort of other artifacts in this room, except for a few different magical ones in a sense. You see this large like scrying sphere. Okay. And a few different magical instruments you assume to inflict some sort of torture and pain. But she says, well, now, in here you can have sort of your cut of whatever you may have. As a matter of fact, being a magical fellow as yourself, I might be able to send my people in here to you. Matter of fact, I might be able to send your friend here. I'll accompany him, and we can take care of him together.
Okay.
Does that sound like a fair sort of agreement?
I mean, I feel like, you know, having you do it, you know, kind of cuts into my vengeance.
Oh, no, there, Buck. I just don't want him to escape, rile himself up, nothing like that. I'd be security, if anything else. These artifacts in here, they juice you up plenty. I will simply gain his trust, come on in here. And, you know, I believe he might have a bit of a thing for me. So,
I can use such wibbly charms to my advantage. Bring him in here, you kill him on sight.
Shit, that's a perfect plan.
That's a really good plan. Bug's mad, but he's not dumb. I mean, I guess that could work. I was kind of just going to do it when he went to bed. The Mushroom Man already doesn't like him, so he's not really going to pay a great deal of attention. I figure, you know, it looks like a suicide in this room. I think that'd, you know, that'd do it for me.
All right, Bug.
If that'd be, you know, all right.
You're ruining this.
But I'm not a big torture guy.
Oh, you don't have to torture him in here. This is just a room in which killing is less frowned upon. But now I'll let you have it your way.
I mean, and she killing kinda... clearly doesn't matter in your prison. And I pull out the heart apple.
Oh, my goodness.
This was stapled to my bed this morning, so clearly no one's paying a great deal of attention.
Oh, that's just a gift from him. I can take it off from you.
Who did that come from?
I'm sure you're aware of our sort of solitary inmates.
Yes. I'm assuming it's the one I fed an apple to that kind of tastes a little bit like shit.
Well, now...
it's my trademark.
Yeah. I wouldn't play with those particular toys.
Well, I'll never do it a second time.
Very good. Now, I've done my best to sort of rehabilitate them, and they have fallen by the wayside. But do you remember when I told you that our good friend Correa has family here?
Yeah.
Well, one of those inmates is one of his family.
Well, I mean, okay. I'm another Minotaur somewhere, I'm assuming.
If you can kill him, well, we'll kill him next.
Okay.
If you can, and you're already charmed, and I understand that it may look a little bit more like a threat than it is a gift, but I assure you, if it was a threat, it'd be your entrails in the shape of an apple.
I suppose they would be, but mine would be a tad more green.
Probably.
Not that you'd know that.
I mean, I have my experience with goblins.
Not enough to know their slurs.
Yeah, because I'm not a racist.
I respect that.
I do too. I prefer, you know, judgment is served for everyone equally.
Except kobolds.
Is that like your sort of prerogative, or?
Oh, I'm afraid so.
That's all right. You know, we all have our sins. Yeah. You could talk to Pryor about that. But, no, we can start, you know, really doing some good work here, you and I, Bug. And then, hell, once you've done all that, you get yourself right out of here. Say goodbye to the backstabbing individuals that you brought in here with you.
I like the sound of that.
Fantastic. Because I hate to be telling stories out of school, but that Cali girl... she ain't too good neither, you understand?
Well, I know. It's prison. Who's really good?
Exactly.
Poor Callie just wants to bake her fucking cakes, and Warden's out here talking shit.
As she points you out the door after unlocking with her Warden's key here.
Oh, she wasn't... I thought she brought me down here to give me a thing.
No, she brought you down here to show you her murder room, and that this is where you could get juiced up.
Oh.
But then you told her that you wanted to just murder him in the room, and she's like, well, you could probably, yeah, that's fine. You just do that later.
Damn. Oh, well, I know that she's the devil now, so I guess I got something from it. Huh. But all right, I'm going to go now.
And, Bug?
Yes.
You feel this, like, kind of pressure once again behind your hand, and she's like, and you look up to her and she says, now, I am trusting you, Bug. Don't make a fool out of me.
Well, I'm an incredibly trustworthy person.
I hold you to that, Bug.
Of course.
Or else you find, you know, that room is damn good at torturing.
Ah, well. Won't have to worry about that.
Fantastic book. And she kind of like slaps you on your ass.
Wow.
As you start walking back up to your... that's the you? That's the you? I've done so bad here. And it's like, unwanted physical touch?
Sexual harassment? We can't have that one.
She's threatened to murder her in a sex dungeon.
You crossed the line.
Was it ever verified that it was a sex dungeon?
I mean,
you've had
sex. You said it was a murder dungeon.
You assume that somebody's
murder's
getting pleasure
fine.
Out of it.
Sexual harassment is where we draw
that's,
the line.
I understand. That is fair. There is no... Actually, weirdly enough, there is no sex crimes in this prison.
Oh, interesting. That's good.
They just get killed on sight.